Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Marcus, you want an answer to your question? I'll answer it for you. Who gets that pass? The newest director of sport performance for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is Chris Doyle, a name you may not have heard, or if you heard about it, you're like, where have I heard that before? Let's square it away. The keys to love are on the way as well. It's Valentine's weekend, so let's have a little fun before we get serious. Hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Essentially, Key will answer your Valentine's Day questions. What should I get my wife, my girlfriend, my mistress, my side piece, my side chick? That's got a lot going on. If you got all that going on.
You can have the girlfriend, the mistress, the side chick that has a friend. I mean, it's all sorts of stuff that.
Wow. You know, this is starting to get complex, kid.
No, I'm just saying, man. You know, a lot of guys got a lot of different things, and a lot of women got a lot of different things going on in their lives.
And that's why we're not tweeting it. Calls, we need to get into all the details. So you call us up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keys to love. This weekend, Valentine's Day weekend. Key will be your Cupid.
I got to tell you, Zubin.
Get your head out of the gutter. Not like
hearing you say side chick is everything. Never thought I would ever hear those words come
side
out.
Side chick and mistress.
never
the side chick and the mistress.
Well, we just did come off our NBA segment, so I just figured that would be the right place to put it in. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you
what
by...
What if the side chick and the mistress know each other?
Well, that may not be a bad thing.
Yeah. I guess.
Don't get me thinking about stuff like that, Key.
I think then you win Sixth Man of the Year in the NBA.
Did you win Sixth Man of the Year?
Lou Will!
If somebody has that question, fire us up.
Lou Will, call us in. Call in,
Lou
Will.
Lou Will. Give us the blueprint.
Find out. 888-SAY-ESPN. Key will answer anything you got within reason. But we'll stretch the bounds today because it is Valentine's Day weekend. All right, so here's the deal. Chris Doyle, 20 years at Iowa, strength and conditioning coach, one of the best in the business, as he did. But last June, he was involved in a situation where more than 50 University of Iowa football players, current and former, most of them African-American, came out and said there was racial bias and racial disparities in the program with the way that Doyle dealt with black and white players, presumably also using some derogatory language towards black players in the locker room, in the weight room, such as using the word ghetto and other words. The university separated with Doyle for $1.1 million. Doyle is undoubtedly controversial, but he's also undoubtedly great at his job. J-O-B, just in the vacuum. 55 Iowa players are in the NFL over the last 15 years. 36 current Hawkeyes are dotted across rosters right now. That's essentially one Iowa player on every single team if you average it out. They also have 7 first-round draft picks, including the great Tristan Wirfs, the Super Bowl champion for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Urban Meyer, his new boss, no stranger to controversy, as I'm sure you know more well than the story of Doyle. You know what happened at Florida. You know what happened at Ohio State with Meyer. He was asked, with your background and his background, and the fact that you're going to be under a microscope with this hire, how carefully and how much detail was put into this hire?
I vetted him thoroughly along with our general manager and owner. Feel great about the hire, about his expertise at that position. So we vetted him thoroughly, and sports performance is going to be a high priority, as it really in the last probably, I don't know, 10 years, really certainly at Ohio State, that became, if not the most important. You guys know my relationship with Coach Marotti at Ohio State, but this whole from strength, training room, physical therapy, sports psychology, nutrition, that all falls under the sports performance team umbrella, and I wanted to get the best of the best.
Mickey Mariotti was Urban Meyer's longtime strength and conditioning coach at Ohio State University. Meyer places an incredible value on that at the collegiate position. But as guests have told us throughout the course of the morning, Key, you're going to have to wonder how this is going to play in NFL locker rooms. You can't treat these men like you can treat young men.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope that Urban Meyer's playing with in this situation because it's not college football. It's not Florida. It's not Iowa. It's not Ohio State, Utah, Bowling Green. This is professional sports. And, you know, when I was with the New York Jets, our strength and conditioning coach, John Lott, which is just I hold to high regard, like amazing dude at getting you right. And he got into a confrontation, had nothing to do with race or anything like that. It's just the way he was dealing with one of our veteran players in conversation. Mm-hmm. They got into a scuffle. So you can only imagine, because strength and conditioning coaches are intense by nature.
Right.
They're just, everything is high energy and they're intense. And players don't want to deal with that because you're not dealing with an 18-year-old kid that has no responsibilities at home. Yeah. These grown men, they have responsibilities at home. They have kids. They have a wife. They're dealing with things when they come into the building because it's a high-stress job. So they're already coming into the building with a chip on their shoulder. The moment that you say something out of pocket, mm-hmm. which is wrong, meaning wrong, out of pocket, you're going to trigger something because they already see you a certain way as you're coming into the building. Everybody is not going to give Urban Meyer now the benefit of the doubt, especially with this hire. Those players aren't just going to, oh, okay, cool. Urban Meyer said he vetted the situation, so Iowa just gave him $1.1 million just because they just, you know. No, it won't work that way. It's not going to be that easy. And when he tries to go after free agents that are out there, he's going to have a lot of explaining to do. And there's players in the locker room. That is one player that played at Iowa that is on Jacksonville's team. And his name, hold on one second, I'll tell you right now who his name is because I got it right here in my phone. And he went on to say, this is Greg Maben, if I'm saying his name correctly.
Maben, I believe.
Maben.
Yep.
Maben. And he played at Iowa. So this past summer, he tweeted out, "We appreciate the opportunities the Iowa football program brought to us. But I do hope bringing these issues to light can stimulate positive change." Now, he was in that locker room. So those players that are in that locker room, him at Jacksonville, are going to ask him about Chris Doyle. And he's going to give them the real. He ain't going to give them no media, you know, answers. He's going to give them the real, true answers about who Chris Doyle is because he was there firsthand.
Zubin, you're an encyclopedia of knowledge. How many names of strength and conditioning coaches around the NFL do you know?
Probably zero, because as Key has referenced, that role is not nearly as important as it is in the college ranks. Now, in the college ranks, I could give you a few, but that probably proves the point you're making, which is that is a far different role from one level of football to another.
Exactly. But yet we're sitting here talking about the first hire for Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, his first hire is Chris Doyle, right? Like the one that on that side of it. And it's bothersome to me because it sets the tonality that, hey, anything is redeemable as long as you are helping us get the job done on the football field. And if that's the tone that you're going to set in 2021, after everything that this country has been through over the last year and a half, that speaks for itself to me. I don't even need to say nothing else. Well, like, that speaks for itself, Key.
Yeah, no, it does say a lot. And what I would say is strength and conditioning coaches are important in the NFL. They still deal with you. Not nearly as much as in the college ranks, but there are things such as off-season conditioning, voluntary camps, training camps,
and throughout
the course of the season. Mm-hmm. So his interaction with certain players are going to be far less than it was at Iowa.
Right.
But he's still in the building. Doesn't matter. He's in the building. Whether he's dealing with them 10 times a year or 500 times a year. Whatever, he's in the building. And so when you're in that building, it sends a different feel because there's something that was said, there was something that was done. Whether he said anything in terms of racism or racial at Iowa, anything. Let's assume he didn't say nothing. As he said, he never, ever used the N-word ever in his life.
Crossed that line. I push dudes, yeah, but push never, them. Ever that.
If that is holds itself to the truth, that still won't stand in the National Football League. This is why guys have off-season programs at home, off-season programs with trainers at other facilities. They're not always in the building in the pros. In Jacksonville and Duval County, they won't just be there 24 hours, 7 days a week working out. They go on vacation and take their trainers. They hire their own people. So it's a little bit of a different situation. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to watch this thing unfold, I promise you.
But, Key, I also think this is one of these stories that we're going to be hot and heavy about today. And I think, honestly, if they get Trevor Lawrence and they start trending in the right direction, we're not going to talk about it anymore.
Well, it's not. This isn't an everyday conversation. It certainly is not. But what I would say is, it's going to come back up again because there are legal lawsuits that are pending right now against Kirk Ferentz as well as Chris Doyle and I believe the university.
Yeah, 13 former players are right now filing a suit.
So it's going to come up again. And if anything triggers anybody in that organization from a player standpoint or anybody around the organization, it's going to come up again. Because you're looking at it and saying, well, it'll go away because they're going to win games. Now, this type of stuff don't go away, man. Not this.
Let me give you two quick points here. Number one, part of the reason Meyer may want him is because Iowa generally brings in 2- and 3-star recruits, and then they pump them into NFL players. And Doyle, whether you like him or not, or his attitude or not, is a large part in doing that. I think even the players that have been aggrieved would tell you his toughness, despite his language, helped me get to the NFL. That's number one, and the Jags are a developmental team, much like Iowa's a developmental program at 1-15. Just take a look at their roster. The second thing I would say, this is very important, and this is something I learned from Jay a couple weeks ago. I just had randomly asked Jay during the program a couple weeks ago, hey, do you remember that game where you played at Duke and you guys were down 10 points in the final minute? And it was like Jay said, the 20th anniversary of the game had just passed, and then Jay gave us the actual rundown of literally like everything happened. This guy hit a three, Drew Nicholas went to the line. It was unbelievable recall. Keith, same thing. When I've asked you about random games, really big games in your career, you've been able to tell me down distance what's going on. Think about this for 1 second. Okay, this is something that hasn't been brought up, and I want to bring it up to people today. Urban Meyer did say that he knew Chris Doyle for 20 years and the relationship went back to the University of Utah. But when Jay talks about that one great moment against Maryland, you talk about that one great moment against, you know, the Raiders, whatever it was, think back to November 4th, 2017. Now, obviously, if you're an Iowa fan, that means something to you. For everybody else, on November 4th, 2017, the Ohio State Buckeyes walked into Kinnick Stadium Saturday night, ABC, Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit, Maria. It was a huge, huge game, okay? Iowa waxed Ohio State like nobody could have imagined. They still talk about it all the time. Final score, Iowa 55, Ohio State 24. Iowa punched Ohio State in the mouth, bludgeoned them, and for the first time in the Meyer era, Ohio State didn't get off the mat. And I think Urban Meyer looked at it and said, Kirk's a great coach. I'm better. We definitely have better players. We definitely have a better scheme. We have never been embarrassed like this before. How in the world did Iowa get the edge? And I believe, watching that game, as I watched every play, Urban stood there and said, they're tougher than us. I can't believe they are tougher than we are. They knocked us in the mouth and we just stayed on the mat. And you know who instilled that toughness for Iowa for 20 years? And everybody in college football knows it. Chris Doyle. He took that one game. I'm not saying it's the only reason he hired him. We got a 20-year relationship. But when you have that one moment and you're like, I've never felt like this before, how in the world could this happen? It was Chris Doyle. All right. We are ready to move on to something just a little bit lighter. A reminder to tune in tomorrow night for college basketball action as Virginia hosts North Carolina. Coverage begins at 5:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Let's have a little bit of fun here for a second. And Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. Pretty easy, right? We'll give you a topic. Either we take it or we dismiss it and shake it. All right, here we go. This is a real legitimate concern. Big Blue Nation, Kentucky will miss the postseason NCAA tournament because they're too proud to take an NIT invite. Right? They're too proud to take an NIT invite. Kentucky's going to miss the postseason. They're 5-13, Key.
Take it.
Take it.
They should miss it. They shouldn't deal with the NIT at all. Why are we even having the NIT? Like, what's the point, right? There's a pandemic going on. We want to keep everybody safe. There is no need for extra games. If you're not in the tournament, just get ready for next season.
I agree with you, Key. They're not going to make March Madness unless they win the SEC tournament. And also, you know, as we said, NIT, you have to be 500, I think, to qualify for the NIT. So I don't see them being involved in both. And you look forward to next season. This season's been horrible for them, by the way. A lot of injuries and a lot of youth that's really showed.
Yeah, BJ Boston not showing up. 4-7 in the SEC. I got to be the SportsCenter guy for a second. They could get in, if they win the SEC tournament. I know, got to be the stickler. Just have to say it. They're probably not going to win the SEC tournament.
Be the sports center guy. Come on, let's move along.
Steph Curry is the MVP of the NBA at this very moment right now. Take it or shake it.
Shake it! Shake it! No, it's LeBron James. I told Jay, no matter what his age is, man, and no matter how many minutes he was getting early on, that this dude is just an animal. And Steph Curry's doing an amazing job, but his team is not very good overall, so I think that takes him out of the MVP race.
I said at the beginning of the year that I wasn't sure that the Warriors were going to make the playoffs. They're fighting for the 8th seed right now. Now, there is a playoff kind of tournament that's going to be held where it allows opposing teams to kind of get in there into action at the 8th, the 9th seed. But it's still going to be questionable. I still have Stephen Curry number 3 in my MVP voting list right now. LeBron James number 1, Joel Embiid number 2, Steph Curry number 3.
And as Jay said, don't steal another MVP from LeBron. He's balling out of control again. Okay, here we go. I love this. See, I'm new to Sports Talk Radio, so here comes the alarmist question.
Oh, my goodness.
A SportsCenter guy would never ask this. Steve Nash won't make it a full season with the Nets? Take it or shake it?
What?
Take it!
Take it!
What?
Whoa, really?
Yeah,
he may just in the East.
He may just decide, I'm tired of this and I don't want to do it anymore.
Tired of Kyrie.
Give way to Mike D'Antoni. That was a way for Mike D'Antoni to become a head coach in the NBA again.
Steve Nash is going to get a full year of a shot at winning a world championship. Next year, if they don't do it, that will be a conversation. But this year, it's going to be his opportunity. He's not going to get fired this year at all. They're third in the East right now.
Not fired, just I'm tired. I just want to be home with my family.
I'm done.
I thought this was going to be fun.
Send me back to Manhattan Beach in California. Let me skateboard. Let me hang out with my friends. I'm done.
And the crazy thing is that I can't see his face because of the mask. In about 2 weeks, he'll look like he aged 10 times full, right? I mean, that's just, this thing will stress you out. Coaching.
No doubt about it. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com/safety or just stop by. The music we love this morning.
Hold up. It's time for Keys to Love.
And Keys to Love is as simple as it sounds. You have a Valentine's Day concern, Key is here to answer it. And since this is a sports show, Keys to Love brought to you by not your baby, but Glenn Big Baby Davis and chocolate covered Daryl Strawberry.
Not
get your girl
baby.
Whatever she wants. Or your mistress.
It's a paternity test now.
Yes.
Not your baby.
Yes. Oh, you are not the father.
You are not the father.
Unless you are. Okay, now this is good. Mike in Columbia, Missouri, you're on ESPN Radio. Mike, he can confirm this. I'm actually sitting with my legs crossed right now. So I like this question. Mike in Columbia, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I really enjoyed the show. First time caller. But so I'm having a little male outpatient surgery this morning in about 2.5 hours. And obviously I'm going to be laid up a little bit today, but I'm hoping I'm a little recovered by Sunday, but I need a way to make that up to my wife, I guess, for her being stuck with the kids this morning and being out of commission for a day or two.
Well, I think you'll be out of commission for a day or two, but and you'll be able to move around a little bit. I don't know if you can cook. I don't know what your culinary skills are like, but I would say, you know, put something together. If you can't cook, order some amazing food, or maybe even bring in a chef really quick to cook for the family and show her that you appreciate her by doing that so she doesn't have to cook and do other things, take care of the kids and the homework and all of that. And on top of that, there's always small things, tokens like flowers. There's chocolates. There's a nice card. No, you know, you don't need to shower her with amazing gifts, but I think at home cooking always touches the heart.
How about for people who don't have the resources to bring in the chef?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if he has the resources or not. That's why I offered up several different options from a culinary standpoint. If he can cook, I don't know if he can cook. That's why I gave him that. I gave him the chef and I gave him order in some amazing food. Now, if he don't have any other three, then I ain't nothing else I can do.
Mike, I'm praying for you, man. I'm ice up, baby.
Yeah, you got to ice up.
You got to ice
up. Make sure. Yeah, you ice up.
Yeah, Mike, just don't rush it back. I know somebody who rushed it back, and that guy went from the 10-day to the 5th to the 60-day DL real fast.
Oh, yeah, don't rush it back. Take your time.
I got to hear insight on this, because after I have my second child, I'm locking it up. I'm done, Key.
Yeah, I'll give you some insight. I'll give you some insight offline.
Snip me up.
Apparently, we have some first-person experience here. Connect the dots. Here we go. Rod in North Carolina. Now, this is a question we've been talking about all morning. Very important question here, Rod. Go ahead.
Rod, oh, man, did you lose that dude?
Come on, Rod.
Yeah. No, I'm here.
Go ahead.
All right, fam.
We were discussing the side chick and the mistress. Is that all right if they know about each other? And I was just telling them, it's all good. As long as if they know about each other, as long as the wife doesn't find out, we don't have any problems. But you got to be on the same page one person on the team at least.
So, Rod, let me ask you this, though. Does your mistress and your side piece know about each other?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. They are very fond of each other as well.
And are you married?
Well, he wouldn't have a mistress if he wasn't married.
No. Rod, you don't got to answer that, Rod. You don't got to. Okay.
Of course you. Okay. So let me.
You got to answer that, Rod. You know?
So let me ask you this, though, Rod. So you're married. You got a mistress and a side chick. Does the side chick have a girlfriend?
The side chick and the mistress are fond of each other. That's what I was saying. So when that's the case, you don't have any problems. Now, what you have to understand is they all have to know their place. As long as they don't compete with the wife for anything, or any reason, you don't have any problem.
So what are you doing? What are you going to do for the wife this Sunday, as well as the mistress and the girlfriend on Valentine's Day?
A lot of responsibility there, Rod.
So the mistress and the girlfriend know for sure that they don't get any love on Valentine's Day, day before, day after.
Okay. Wow. So,
dropping the knowledge, Rod.
So you and your wife are going to do what? Dinner, your movie?
Celebrate. So the chef's coming in, like you said, give him the keys. The chef's coming in to cook her a nice lobster and steak dinner. We got some nice wine to open up, and we're going to relax and have a good time.
Are you getting a chef?
Rod, I would recommend a voice changer before you continue to talk so your wife doesn't recognize your voice.
We all right.
You got that handle?
You got that unlocked?
Absolutely.
To make sure that at some point in time you take care of the mistress, the girlfriend, and the girlfriend's mistress, all that together.
It's great that he has his priorities in order. Literally, he actually knows which one he needs to deal with.
Hey, man, I can't get involved in other people's lifestyles and how they want to live their life.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Man,
he's a better man than most. Let's
Rod is one hell of a GM. I want to know how he constructed that team.
He's definitely got safety cover over the top.
Yeah, and if you ask his wife, he definitely isn't having covered.
I mean, look, he clearly knows how to put a team together. He clearly knows his pecking order, and he also has his reserves in place. There you go.
Yes, the two girls are fond of each other. I'll just leave it at that. All right, let's cut or snip to break, Key. You tell me which one. Should we cut or snip to break?
No, I don't want to hear those words, Zubin. No.
Cut to break.
Okay, I thought you would probably know firsthand. He's been called the best college prospect since Andrew Luck. Trevor Lawrence's pro day is there today. Our quarterback here to break it down next. It's on the ACC Network and ESPN2 this morning. That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app if we aren't canceled during the commercial
break. Stay safe, Rod.
Trevor Lawrence, I believe, was actually just stopped two times in his career. He probably didn't have the exit he wanted, but the numbers speak for themselves. And at the next level, he looks to be a stud, the best player in a generation. Though, once again, here comes SportsCenter Mahenty again. Andrew Luck was the best player of his generation, and that was 9 years ago, and 9 years does not make a generation. Okay, I'm going to stop doing that. Tim Hasselbeck joins us. He's going to be in studio watching today's Trevor Lawrence Pro Day, which you can see on the ACC Network at 10 a.m. Eastern, and, of course, on ESPN2 as well. This is our QB sizing up the QB of 2021. Okay, Tim, I think we all know he's done literally everything he can do. So what can a pro day, a highly scripted pro day, do to affect Trevor Lawrence's draft stock today?
I don't think it'll do anything to affect his draft stock. You know, and that's the case for a lot of guys. You know, a lot of guys, it's just kind of a step in the process. But I do think there is something unique about this in that it's a foregone conclusion that he's the number one overall pick, yet he's deciding to throw, which isn't always the case. And he's deciding to throw 5 weeks earlier than he was planning on throwing because he's scheduled to have the shoulder surgery. So, look, typically when guys, you know, are going to be the number one overall pick and throw anyway, like Kyler Murray did or like other guys have in the past, it's because they think they'll do a good job with it. And so I don't think this changes a thing.
Tim, who's your best comp right now in the pros for Trevor Lawrence? Because he is a little thin. And in my mind, I'm trying to find thin quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, Key, I don't know that I have an exact comparison for him, you know, in terms of all aspects of his game. But there are some things about what he does that I think you can see in other players. You know, the guy had 18 rushing touchdowns at Clemson. When they got inside the 5 yard line, I mean, there was design quarterback runs, zone reads, things like that. And at 6'6", he's a pretty elusive runner and he's fast. And so I think there are actually elements of that. He doesn't have the power of Cam Newton, but in terms of size and being a good runner, I think there's almost like there's similarities that you can see with that. And then I actually think that there's similarities in terms of being able to be compact, even though he's 6'6" as a passer, you know, in terms of ball handling, get the ball out quickly. And he does have like natural, you know, instincts as a passer in terms of subtle pocket movements that you see from all the good passers in the game. So he checks a lot of boxes. He does a lot of things really well. Is it a guarantee that he's going to be great? No, I'm chuckling here in Zubin, you know, talk about Andrew Luck as this generational player. Look, that's always the fear. That can always be the case. But if you're looking for the thing that like gives you all this concern, I just don't know that there is something that's obvious that gives you concern about him.
Let me ask you this, though, because I sit here and, you know, I've obviously studied Trevor Lawrence and watched him since college. But as I sit here and talk to a guy who played the position, why is it, and you tell me this, why is it that 6'5 and bigger quarterbacks historically have struggled in the National Football League?
Well, because I think that, you know, quickness and speed and suddenness is important, right? And so, you know, when you are talking about, you know, getting the ball out quickly, guys that are bigger, have big, long levers, it's different. I mean, Key, you've seen it, you know, probably with wide receivers. You know, you get a guy that's too big and doesn't have the quickness, well, even though he's big and strong, like if he just lets guys get their hands on him, you know, he's just not as good, you know? And then you see smaller guys, you know, people can't get their hands on him and they're just better at releasing. So, you know, I think from a quarterback's perspective, a lot of times when you get guys that are too big, they're slow and deliberate. And that sometimes, you know, can be something that's a weakness. That's why I think when you've seen guys that are big, Peyton Manning, obviously a big guy, you know, that they have some suddenness to their game. And I think that Trevor is that. He's a really good athlete. And I think it's important when you are a big, tall, long-levered player to be somebody that has the athleticism and has the ability to play quickly.
Tim, what kind of players do the Jags need to put around Trevor Lawrence in order for him to be successful?
Look, I here's the thing that I think is great. We talk about all these quarterbacks, you know, as these amazing players, and there are some really good ones. And I think the best thing you can say about a player, a quarterback, is that he makes the guys around him better. But it's a dependent position. I mean, guys, we all watched the Super Bowl. The best, you know, quarterback today probably didn't win the game. You know, I mean, Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. But what Patrick Mahomes can do is, you know, it is more impressive and in many ways better than what Tom Brady can do at this point. And so, but if you can't protect him, if you can't, you know, do the things that you need to do to give that guy the opportunity to play the position well, then it's a problem. So with that being said, look, it's a dependent position, especially for a guy that's young and probably going to start day one. So, look, I think receiver needs to be, you know, handled differently. I think that the running back position is a position that severely needs to be addressed there. Offensive line, I mean, there's a reason that they've been a bad football team, and it hasn't just been the quarterback play. So, you know, to answer that question, they need to get better everywhere to help anybody, and we're assuming it's going to be Trevor, but, you know, anybody play well at that position down there.
And how do you think the relationship will work between him and Urban Meyer?
Okay, you know, I don't know the history between them. I'm assuming it's fine. Look, Urban made an interesting comment when he took the job. But, you know, coaching in college football, especially at some of the places that he's coached, you know, the situation is that you typically are going into the game where your scholarships are better than the other team's scholarships. Well, when you get to the pros, you know, the talent disparity isn't there as much. And in some cases, considering you're going to Jacksonville, you're playing with inferior talent. And so, you know, I think the challenge ends up being is that you're going to have to work through some growing pains. You're going to have to work through some adversity. And so the thing I would say is this. You know, we talk about Trevor's skill set and Trevor's, you know, the things that he does well. I think some of the most impressive things that you could probably look at with him are the maturity that he's shown. You know, look, he was basically behind the we want to play movement, and he really was a guy that didn't have to play this past season. You look at his leadership in terms of, you know, some of the social justice issues. When college football players historically have not really been a huge part of that, he was willing to kind of be out in the front of that. I think he's a guy that has shown a ton of maturity at a young age, and so I think the adversity and dealing with any kind of conflict or anything like that he may deal with a head coach, I think he's prepared for it.
I think that's a great point. If you look at those protests last summer, front and center, and we covered one on SportsCenter on a Saturday night. We had our reporters down there, and who's right there front and center with all of his black teammates? Trevor Lawrence. Once again, Trevor Lawrence's pro day today on the ACC Network, ESPN2, 10 a.m. Eastern. Tim in studio breaking it down. Draft analyst Todd McShay on site in the upstate of South Carolina. We got it all covered this morning on the ACC Network and ESPN2. Tim, looking forward to the coverage this morning. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
See you, fellas.
Thank you. That's Tim Hasselbeck joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. A reminder coming up today on Greeny, Sean Salisbury and Daryl Moose Johnston. Not on Greeny today, Brett Favre. Just want to make sure you knew that one thing. I know you're always wondering about the guest list. Keyshawn J. Will and Zuman again, presented by Progressive Insurance. QB or not QB is next. Two simple questions amongst the four in the NFC West for the starting QBs. Are they really going to trade Russell Wilson? And on Keys to Love, I mean, seriously, who's hotter than Jimmy Garoppolo, right? I mean, who's hotter than Jimmy Garoppolo? We'll talk about it next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Zubin, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The book on the NFC West. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're just joining us, happy Friday. Hope your Valentine's Day turns out well. And if you're in New York, you can finally go sit down and eat at a restaurant on Sunday. More power to you. I'll be joining you. All right, so here's the deal. We're going through every single division in football, and we're basically asking the most pressing question at the quarterback position for each team. Monday, we'll do the AFC West. Today, up first, is the NFC West. NFC East, AFC East, earlier in the week. Check it out on the podcast. Okay, we'll go in the order of finish in the division. The division winner, the Seattle Seahawks. You may have heard some rumblings earlier in the week when Russell Wilson, always known for saying the right thing, said sort of an odd thing to Dan Patrick on his radio program when Dan broached if anybody had called to inquire about his services.
Yeah, I definitely believe they've gotten calls for sure. I didn't think that, you know, I think anytime you're a player that, you know, tries to produce every week and has done it for, you know, consistently, I think people are going to call for sure. And I think it's part of the process.
Yeah, but you're a franchise quarterback. You're a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're not available, are you?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm available or not. That's a Seahawks question. But I think also, I think more than anything else is, you know, I think at the end of the day, you want to win. You know, you play this game every day to wake up to win. You play this game to be the best in the world. You know, you know what I hate? I hate sitting there watching other guys play the game.
Well, what I would say, the only thing stranger than Russell Wilson and possibly asking for a trade out of Seattle or people speculating on that trade out of Seattle is his GQ spread with his wife, Sierra. But that's a whole nother subject. I think when you look at Russell Wilson, he certainly deserves the opportunity to be involved in personnel decisions on the offensive side of the ball at the skill position because he is the guy who has to throw him the football. He has to get him the ball. He has to get him in and out of the right plays. So for me, I like the fact that he's stepping up and saying, hey, I want to be involved in personnel decisions. We've got to fix this thing. But Russell Wilson has to also get rid of the football. He holds on to the ball way too long.
I will say this. If Russell Wilson wanted to be somewhere else, all you have to do is say you would like to be somewhere else. So I take away from my interview, it's great that Russell Wilson is going to get more insight into personnel decisions around skill positions. But Russell Wilson wants to be there. Trust and believe that. He wants to win in Seattle. He's not going anywhere.
You got to look at this GQ thing. He's like brooding throughout the whole thing. It's actually worth looking up.
I was surprised you guys didn't see the pictures earlier after I sent them to you. I was like, that's the biggest thing I paid attention to last night.
I saw it, but, you know, I just, you know, his wife is upgrading him. He's, you know, it's Russ. He's got a beautiful family.
Speaking of his wife, the future
family man
of this next team.
Los Angeles Rams.
You know, the Rams got a quarterback at Matthew Stafford that some believe could potentially go on to be the MVP, win a Super Bowl, and everything else. What I would say for Matthew Stafford is I'm glad he's out of Detroit, a rebuilding organization with a new head coach and a new general manager. So, therefore, they have new plans. On the flip side of things, he goes to L.A. There is a pressure cooker now. They've given up two first-round picks in 2022 and 2023 to acquire his services, along with a third-round pick and a former number one overall pick that is still early in his career in Jared Goff. Jared Goff took the Rams to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. The pressure is on Matthew Stafford to win the Super Bowl within the next 2 years.
And I love this for Matthew Stafford. If you're Matthew Stafford, this is what you want. You haven't been on a relevant team for so long. Now you have a chance to win a Super Bowl. People have talked about you haven't had pieces around you since Calvin Johnson. Your defense, your last year, gave up 32 points per game. Granted, they had a lot of injuries, a lot of movement there, but you had to score 35 points per game to win. They actually won five games, four of the five games. He led drives down the last couple of minutes of the game. This is exactly what Matthew Stafford deserves, an opportunity to finish his career on top.
Yeah, it's what he deserves and what he might be able to do. Bart Scott, host or co-host of Bart and Hunt on ESPN Radio, noon to 2, and Detroit native. I'm just going to put a Bartism here, okay? He thinks there is so much cheese on Matt Stafford's taco.
Matthew Stafford will be an MVP, a realistic MVP candidate next year. Yeah, I said it. And they are dangerous. And whenever you can make one move, I don't care what you got to give up, and it makes you this dangerous, you already got the number one defense in the league, and now you add a guy that I'm telling you may be the MVP of the league, then it is worth it. I don't care how many number ones you got to give up.
Bart Scott essentially saying, go for it. And Stafford, the guy, despite being 12 years in the league at the age of 33, tied up 2 more years, $43 million. for a team that's in salary cap hell like the Rams. That's actually not a bad place to be. Next up, is the jump finally going to happen?
Arizona Cardinals.
Key, you know what they say about quarterbacks in year three?
He, you know, look, year one, you're okay. Year two, you're learning a little bit about the NFL. Year three, you need to make a leap. You need to be a perennial type playoff quarterback. And then year four, obviously, we're yet to get there. But what I would say about Kyler Murray is he's got to continue to just keep chopping at wood. They need to make the running game a little bit better. They've gotten better at doing that. He needs to also get rid of the football, not hold on to it too long, running around, scrambling, because he puts himself in harm's way way too many times. And those defensive guys have bad intentions when they're going after you.
Dear Kyler Murray, please continue to get better. Please continue to win games at a high clip so I can come on this show daily and remind Keyshawn that you have upgraded from cute to sexy constantly. He calls you cute. He calls you cute. Take that as motivation. Bite some kneecaps. Let's go.
Bite some kneecaps.
That's the Lions' job, and the sexiness is coming at the top of the hour with Keys to Love. We got to fly through this. Here's John Gambadoro, Gambo, to fans across the Valley of the Sun on Murray, and then we'll hit the last team.
All right, year three from Kyler Murray, he needs to read defenses. The best thing Kyler does is throwing one-on-one where he doesn't have to think. That's why DeAndre Hopkins lines up predominantly on the left and stays there. Easy matchups, easy throw. If Hopkins crosses the field and Kyler's got to read the coverage, he's not really good at that right now. He has to get better at reading the defense pre-snap, having an idea where he's going to go with the ball. Right now, he doesn't know what he's looking at and doesn't have a plan. It's a lot of backyard football. And the biggest issue is pressure. He doesn't have a pressure plan, gets skittish when bodies are around him. Other than that, he's great.
Sounds like a lot.
Other than all those problems, he's perfect. All right, last one. The team that used to rule the division now is in last.
San Francisco 49ers.
Jimmy G, I mean, what more needs to be said here?
Look, here's a quarterback that led his team to a Super Bowl two Super Bowls ago. They lost the game, but Kansas City played a hell of a game. Jimmy G did as much as he could. If he connects with Emmanuel Sanders, maybe this conversation isn't even coming up if they should upgrade to a Deshaun Watson or a Matt Ryan. If they can't get either one of those two, Jimmy G will be the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers in 2021.
Feel the same way, Keith.
On the way, the keys to love and why the Cowboys won't show the money love to Dak.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.